This is the Sakar Merli of the 24th of September 2024. Essence, sweet children, you earn an income according to the length of time you stay in remembrance of the Father. It is by having this remembrance that you continue to come closer to the Father. Question. About which aspect do the children who cannot stay in remembrance feel ashamed? Answer. They feel too ashamed to keep a chart of remembrance. They wonder what Baba would say if they were to write the truth. However, if you children continue to write your charts honestly, there is benefit in this for you. There is a great deal of benefit in writing a chart. Baba says, children, do not feel too ashamed to do this. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you children. You children come here 15 minutes early and sit in remembrance of the Father. Now you don't have anything else to do here. You come and sit here in the remembrance of the Father. On the path of devotion, you did not have the Father's introduction. Here, you have received the Father's introduction. The Father says, remember me alone. I am the father of all the children. By remembering the father, you will automatically remember your inheritance. You are not small children. Even though you write that you are 5 months old or 2 months old, your physical organs are large. The spiritual father explains that you have to sit here in remembrance of the Father and the inheritance. You know that you are presently occupied in making effort to change from ordinary humans into Narayan, that you are making effort to go to heaven. Therefore, you children should note down for how long you remembered Baba while sitting here. When you write your chart, the Father will understand. It is not that the Father knows for how long each one stays in remembrance. Only from your own chart can one understand whether you stayed in remembrance of the Father or whether your intellects were wandering in other directions. It is also in your intellects that Baba is now to come, and this too is remembrance. For how long did you remember him? You should write this honestly in your chart. By writing a lie, you will accumulate 100-fold sin and there will be further loss. Therefore, you have to write the truth. The more you remember him, the more your sins will be absolved. And you know that you will also continue to move closer to Baba. Ultimately, when your remembrance is over, you will go to Baba. Then some will quickly go down to play their parts in the new world, and others will continue to sit up there. You will not have any thoughts there. That is the land of liberation, where you are beyond sorrow and happiness. You are now making effort to go to the land of happiness. The more you stay in remembrance, the more your sins will be absolved. By keeping a chart of remembrance, you will be able to imbibe knowledge well. There is only benefit in keeping a chart. Baba knows that it is because you do not stay in remembrance that you feel too ashamed to write your chart. What would Baba say? Perhaps he would tell everyone in the Merli. The Father says, there is no question of being ashamed about this. Each one of you knows in your heart whether you have remembrance or not. The benevolent Father explains, if you note down in your chart, there will be benefit. While you sat here waiting for Baba to come, what was your chart of remembrance? You should see the difference. Someone who is loved is remembered a great deal. When a Kumar and a Kumari become engaged, the remembrance of each other stays in their hearts. Even without seeing one another, they know that they are engaged, and after getting married, that remembrance becomes firm. You children now understand that Shiv Baba is your unlimited father. Although you have not seen him, you can understand him with your intellects. If that father is beyond name and form, then why do you worship him? Why do you remember him? Nothing that is beyond name or form or is infinite can exist. Surely the thing seen then describe it. You can see the sky, and so you cannot say that that is infinite. People on the path of devotion remember God and say, O God. Therefore you cannot call him infinite. By saying, O God, you instantly remember him, and so he surely exists. Souls can be understood, but they cannot be seen. There is only the one Father of all souls, and you also have to know him. You children know that the Father comes and teaches you. Previously, you did not know that he also teaches. They have put Sri Krishna's name in the Gita. Sri Krishna is visible through your eyes. You cannot say of him that he is beyond name or form, or that he is infinite. Sri Krishna never says, remember me alone. He is in front of you. He cannot be called Baba either. Mothers consider Sri Krishna to be a baby and sit him, an idol of him, in their laps. On the day of Sri Krishna's birth, they rock him in a cradle. Does he always remain small? He is also shown dancing, so he must have grown a little. Whether he grew older, what happened to him, or where he went, no one knows. He would not always have had a small body. People do not think about these things at all. This system of worshipping, etc., carries on. None of them has any of this knowledge. They show Sri Krishna taking birth in the land of the demon king, Karns. Now there is no question of the land of the demon king, Karns. No one thinks about these things. Devotees say that Sri Krishna is present everywhere, and then they bathe him and also feed him. Now he, the idol of Krishna, does not eat anything. They place all of the food in front of the idol and then eat it themselves. That too is the path of devotion. They offer a lot of bhog to him at the Srinath temple, but he does not eat any of it. Those who offer it eat it. They do the same thing in the worship of the goddesses. They make idols of the goddesses, worship them, and then sink them. They remove the jewellery from the idols and then sink them. Then the many people that are there take away whatever they can get hold of. It is the goddesses that are worshipped the most. They make idols of both Lakshmi and Durga. The senior mother is also here. She is called Brahmaputra, the child of Brahma. you would understand that they are worshipping her form of this birth and her future form. This is such a wonderful drama. These things cannot be mentioned in the scriptures. This is a practical activity. You children now have this knowledge. You understand that most of the images that are created are of souls. When a sacrificial fire of Rudra is created, hundreds of thousands of saligrams are made. They never make hundreds of thousands of images of goddesses. However many worshippers there are, they would make that many idols of goddesses, whereas they make hundreds of thousands of saligrams at the same time. Neither do they have a fixed day for that, nor is there an auspicious time for it. However, they do have a fixed time for the worship of the goddesses. When a businessman has thought of creating a sacrificial fire of Rudra and saligrams, he invites a Brahmin priest. The one father is called Rudra. Together with Rudra, they create many saligrams. Those businessmen tell them to create a certain number of saligrams, but they don't have a fixed time or date for that. It is not that they worship Rudra on Shiv Jayanti. No, generally they fix a Thursday as the auspicious day. On Deepmala they place an idol of Lakshmi on a tray, worship it, and then put it away. That is called Mahalakshmi, the dual form. People do not know about these matters. Where would Lakshmi get money from? She needs a partner. This Lakshmi and Narayan are a couple, and they have been given the name Mahalakshmi. When did the goddesses come into existence? When did Mahalakshmi exist? People do not know any of these things. The father sits here and explains to you. Even all of you are not able to imbibe these things to the same extent. Baba explains so much and then asks, do you remember Shiv Baba? Do you remember the inheritance? This is the main thing. They waste so much money on the path of devotion. Here, not a single penny of yours is wasted. You do service in order to become solvent. People spend a lot of money on the path of devotion, and they become insolvent. Everything turns to dust. There is such a vast difference. Whatever you do at this time, you give to Shiv Baba for godly service. Shiv Baba does not eat anything, you eat it. You Brahmins are the trustees in between. You do not give anything to Brahma, you give to Shiv Baba. Some say, Baba, I have bought a dhoti and a shirt for you. Baba says, you will not accumulate anything by giving to this one. You will only accumulate when you give to this one in remembrance of Shiv Baba. You also understand that Brahmins are sustained from Shiv Baba's treasure store. There is no need to ask Baba what you should send. He will not accept anything. You will not accumulate anything by remembering Brahma. Brahma himself has to take from Shiv Baba's treasure store, so then he would only remember Shiv Baba. Why should he accept anything from you? It is wrong to give to a BK. Baba has explained that if you accept something from someone and wear it, you will constantly remember that person. If it is something small, it doesn't matter. But if it is something very good, then that would remind you of that person even more. So-and-so gave me this. They do not accumulate anything, it becomes a loss. Shiv Baba says, remember me alone. I have no need of clothes, etc. It is the children who need clothes, etc., and they will obtain them from Shiv Baba's treasure store. I do not have a body of my own. This one has the right to take from Shiv Baba's treasure store. He also has the right to the kingdom. You children eat and drink in the Father's home. You also do service and earn an income. The more service you do, the more income you earn. You eat and drink from Shiv Baba's treasure store. If you do not give to him, you do not accumulate anything. You have to give to Shiv Baba alone. Baba, through you, we will become multi-million times fortunate for our 21 births. Our money will be finished. Therefore we give to the one who is powerful. The Father is powerful. He gives you everything for 21 births. People also give indirectly in the name of God. There isn't as much power in giving something indirectly. You now receive a lot of power because he is personally in front of you. It is now that the World Almighty Authority exists. When you donate something in the name of God, you receive something in return for a temporary period. Here, the Father explains to you that he is personally in front of you and that he is the one who gives everything. This one also gave everything to Shiv Baba and received the kingdom of the whole world in return. You also know that it is visions of the aviate form that you have through this corporeal one. Shiv Baba enters this one and speaks to you children. You should never have any thought of wanting to take anything from human beings. Tell them send it to Shiv Baba's treasure store. You will not receive anything in return by giving to this one. You will incur an even greater loss. If someone is poor, he would perhaps give something worth 3 or 4 rupees. If he were to put it into Shiv Baba's treasure store instead, he would accumulate multi-millions. You must not incur a loss for yourselves. It is the goddesses that are generally worshipped, because you goddesses become the instruments to give this knowledge to others. Although brothers also explain, it is generally the mothers who become teachers and show this path to others. This is why the goddesses are remembered more. The goddesses are worshipped a great deal. You children also understand that you were worthy of worship for half a cycle. At first you were fully worthy of worship. Then, because you lost 2 degrees, you became semi-worthy of worship. The Silver Age is called the Dynasty of Rama. They speak of hundreds of thousands of years, and so nothing can be calculated. There is the difference of day and night between the intellects of you children and of those on the path of devotion. You have godly intellects, whereas they have devilish intellects. It is in your intellects that this whole cycle is of 5,000 years and that it continues to turn. Those in the night say that it is hundreds of thousands of years, and those in the day say that it is 5,000 years. For half a cycle you have been listening to false things on the path of devotion. Such things do not exist in the Golden Age. There you receive your inheritance. You now receive direct instructions. This is the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. The word Srimad is not mentioned in any other scripture. This is the most auspicious confluence age, the age of the Gita, and it comes every 5,000 years. It cannot be a question of hundreds of thousands of years. Explain the confluence age to anyone who comes. The Unlimited Father has given you the introduction of the Creator, that is, of Himself and His creation. Even then, He says, Acha, remember the Father. If you are unable to imbibe this knowledge, then just consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. You have to become pure. You are claiming the inheritance from the Father, and so you also have to imbibe divine virtues. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children, and we spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence for Dana 1. In order to accumulate an income of multi-millions for 21 births, use everything you have directly in a worthwhile way for godly service. Become a trustee and do service in Shiv Baba's name. 2. Check where your intellect goes while you are sitting in remembrance. Keep a true chart of your remembrance. In order to become Narayan from an ordinary human, stay in remembrance of the Father and the inheritance. Blessing. May you be a special soul who has moved away from the world of forgetfulness and who plays a hero part as an embodiment of remembrance. This confluence age is the age of awareness, whereas the Iron Age is the age of forgetfulness. All of you have now moved away from the world of forgetfulness. Those who are embodiments of remembrance are the special souls who play special parts. At this time you are double heroes. Firstly, you have to become as valuable as diamonds, and secondly, you have hero parts. So constantly play this song of the heart, Wah, my elevated fortune. Just as you remember your physical occupation, in the same way, remember your imperishable occupation. I am an elevated soul. Only then would you be called a special soul. Slogan. Take the first step with courage, and you will receive full help from the Father. Om Shanti.